Congressional researchers say the cost of the war is spiraling upward from $51 billion in 2003 to nearly $102 billion this year, or $2 billion each week. This contradicts optimistic pre-war estimates when Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld testified in Congress that the effort would not be a burden.
Before we turn to the American taxpayer, we will turn first to the resources of the Iraqi government and the international community.
The resources, however, have not materialized, and oil production, which was to have been Iraq's major contribution, has been severely cut by war. Adding to the cost is maintenance of equipment, which was not expected to be in combat for so many years, not to mention the continued price of ammunition and injuries. Independent defense analyst Stephen Kosiak says the war is being paid with money America does not have.
Currently, we're paying for this war essentially on our credit card. We're not raising taxes. We're not cutting other programs to pay for it, and that adds to the federal debt.
We are able to finance the war on credit flows from abroad.
Jeremy Shapiro, a military researcher at the Brookings Institution think tank in Washington, D.C., says the United States has a good credit rating with international investors. But he cautions that this cannot continue indefinitely and predicts that President Bush will need to make some hard choices.
It makes it difficult for him to accomplish his other domestic priorities. This is a classic dilemma that wartime presidents get themselves into.
Shapiro cites President Lyndon Johnson, who failed to reconcile the political priorities of his ambitious domestic social agenda known as the Great Society, and those of the Vietnam War. That war cost $541 billion in today's dollars. The Brookings researcher notes, however, that America today is spending only 4% of its gross domestic product on defense, compared to 6% during the Reagan presidency and 10% in the 1950s. Shapiro therefore concludes that the funding issue today is not so much a question of economic ability, but political will on the part of the American people.
From a political perspective, the notion that you might say to people, okay, we are fighting this war, and that means that here is how much you have to pay for it, and here is it's coming out of your pocket, would be something which would bring home the costs and would encourage a more practical, less abstract debate about what the war really is and what the war really means.
In the meantime, U.S. soldiers are deeply engaged in Iraq, and President Bush repeats the position he laid out at the start of the war.
My attitude is, anytime we put one of our soldiers in harm's way, we're going to spend what is ever necessary to make sure they have the best training, the best support, and the best possible equipment.
Mr. Bush made the statement in 2003, when the annual cost of the Iraq War was $51 billion. The Senate is likely to approve a supplemental request for the current year of nearly twice that amount. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News.